Okay, the evening of the parsha Tetzaveh, of the tzivui of lighting the neros of the menorah. It mentions here, v'ikui lecha shemen zay zak hasis lamor l'ha'alos ner tamid. There should always be a light, always light. The Gemara talks about how it's the ner maravi, the mill light, was always had to be lit, make sure that it had enough oil to continue to light. The Maharal points out an interesting discussion. You know, everybody is familiar with the Maharal's brilliance and his maybe more esoteric ideas and far out, maybe Kabbalah type stuff and numbers and gematrias. Well, now we're going to learn a piece in the Maharal that is Mamish Lamdus. Mamish Lamdus. Okay? So the Maharal on top talks about is talking about the difference between the Shulchan and the Menorah. And he points out that there's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says the following. There was a Gemara that says that when the Regal came around, that there was Yontif time, people were all coming to the Beit HaMikdash, so they were mazhir, the Ami Haaretz, not to touch the Shulchan, but they can touch the Menorah. There ain't mazir amaretz berega shloigu menorah. Rak b'shulchan, they just can't touch the shulchan. What's the reason the Gemara brings? What's the time of the Gemara? The Gemara says because by the shulchan it says, tamid lechem aponim lefanai tamid. You should always have the lechem there, and therefore you have to make sure the shulchan doesn't become tamei, so that the next situation wouldn't be able to have the lechem there, and therefore it to be very, very careful. No one should touch the shulchan if they're tamei. They don't know how to be nizar from tumah and tahara. Make sure they don't touch the shulchan. But as the Maharal, by the menorah also says in our pasuk here it has to be tamid. So what's going on? As he says here, about the menorah. Kilu loksiv tamid. V'afagav ayum tamid osa lo yakul kach peida. V'afagav lefim idrash zed dekai tamid al ner maravi. Nemar gam kein tamid b'menorah. Meaning to ask, what is the distinction between tamid by the shulchan and tamid by the menorah? L'chora, both of them it says the word tamid, and there seemingly is no distinction, and it's something that's done every single day. So why are we only having a kpeda by the shulchan? It should not become tamei, and therefore would have to go through tefillah and break it, take it apart, and dunk it in the mikvah. And the menorah, we're not worried about the menorah. We're getting coming tamei. Says the Maharal, a beautiful chiluk. The Omer Ani, the chiluk gadol yesh. There's a big distinction. What is that distinction? When it says that by the shulchan has to be, the lechem pan has to be there always, it's talking about, it's mentioned by the asiyas hashulchan. V'nasata al hashulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. It says it not in this week's parsha, by the halakha by itself. Or let's make seder. Parsha Truma is Parsha Tzakelim. Parsha Tzaveh is Parsha Tzabigadim. That pashtus, right? So last week's parsha, when it talked, and we had the shulchan, we have also the menorah last week's parsha, but it doesn't mention hadlaka by the menorah in last week's parsha. It talks about the building of the menorah and dimensions of the menorah, but it doesn't talk about what you do with the menorah as we light it. That we know, but the tummy is not mentioned there by the asiyas haMenorah, but by asiyas haShulchan in Parshas Truma. It says the pasuk of you should make sure that you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan tamid. Ukiyu ksiv dozeh shulchan yet tamid kedesh yeh alav lechem tamid. The haktuv befarish asiyas shulchan, meaning you should make sure there's a shulchan there always, so that you can always put lechem on it. And therefore, since it's part and parcel, it's one and the same of creating the shulchan, is in order that it has the lechem on it. It's part of the binyan of the shulchan itself. And And that's why we have to tell the Amara to make sure you don't touch the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan, it's not just you have a Kli, and then that Kli has a function. So therefore, you have to make sure you have it so that the Kli is available for the function to be done on it. The function is actually a din in the Shein Kli itself. And therefore, it's saying be'etzem that you must make sure that the lechem hapanim is tamid, which is be'etzem saying you better make sure there's a shulchan there always, because the asiyas hashulchan is connected in its essence to the pe'ula and the activity and the avoda which we do with it, which is the asiyas lechem hapanim, the putting it on to the shulchan every single week from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. However, Allah HaMenorah, Afa Gadach Sibay Tamid, even though it also is talking about the menorah, Lo Kaize Al HaMenorah. It's not talking about the menorah itself, the Tamid. Rakal Hadlakas HaMenorah. But it's talking about the, with the light, the candles Tamid. Not that the menorah has to be Tamid. Vihi Milsuif Ne'atman. This is a separate entity. It's a separate din. To light the menorah, always. Now, what happens though? The Afaga Tzib Tamid Bahadlaka, Kevin Shaim Menorah Atma Tamid, Lo Yu Masir and Al Menorah. Meaning, since Tamid is mentioned by the Hadlaka, and not by the Menorah itself, therefore, the Hadlaka has to be Tamid. Okay, but if the Menorah is after Tamid, how will you always have Hadlaka Tamid? Basically, what we're saying is, when it says it has to be Tamei, what it means is, you should make sure that whenever you have a menorah that's kosher, the hadlaka, that's tahor, you should light it. Don't ever miss a time when you have a menorah that you don't light. But if I don't have a menorah, there's no problem. There's no issue of not lighting. Right? Not being vatal and asay of lighting the Tamid, because the mitzvah says, or the pasuk says, you should light the menorah. Whenever it's tahor, make sure you light the menorah. And if it's not, so there's no problem. There's no tzitzis. We light the menorah then.
So
what?
Similar to like tzitzis.
Well, meaning
then we're tzitzis.
Yeah, along those lines. Not that it's not a rishus, you know, because there's a din. But if for whatever the reason it became tamei, so then there's no halakha tzivui in that situation. Okay, between the two kelim, and I think it's important because number one, it's nice to see the Maharal. Obviously, we never doubted him. But it's nice to see the Maharal, okay, can talk like a brisker, okay? As long as he can talk like an Arizal, he can also talk like a brisker, okay? There's no difference. The Torah was all one, okay? Maharal here is making a very important chiluk in terms of the pasuk and in terms of the placement. A lot of the vorts and the Torah of last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha and Vayakel and Pekudei, specifically, even though there's a lot of repetition, a lot of the Divrei Torah stem from the positioning and the order and how things are said specifically in the Parshios. The Maharal is picking up on a very important point, which is how come basically in last week's Parsha, when we brought up the concept of the menorah, we didn't really talk about the lighting of the menorah. We waited till this week's Parsha, and then the beginning of this week's Parsha, we woke up and said, oops, we forgot something. You should light the menorah. Why wasn't that in last week's Parsha? When we mentioned all the dimensions of the menorah, it should have said that you should light the menorah with the Shemen Zayis. Last verse of the Sisa Menorah Zahat Tahor, Miksha, you should make sure you have the Kanim, the Gviim, the Chule, all the intricate structural parts of the menorah are mentioned. The Kaftor Tachas Shnei Kanim, very nice. Vasis Neroseh Shiva, Vehelas Neroseh Ve'ir Al Ever Paneha. Should light them, and it should, you know, shed light out on the front of it, and that's it. Umalkacheh Machtoseh. The whole thing should be a kikar zahav. That's it. There's no tamid here mentioned. So this is what the Maharal is mentioning, is that since by the Shulchan, the Pasuk says, Vinasata al HaShulchan, Lechem Panim, Lefnai Tamid, and it's mentioned by the Asiyas HaShulchan, there is a much greater connection between the necessity for a Shulchan and the necessity for the Avodah that has to be done on top of that Shulchan, which is putting Lechem on it. And therefore they remind everybody, make sure you don't touch the Shulchan, because we can't have a situation where we don't have a Shulchan to be able to do the pu'ula of the avoda on it the way that's supposed to be done. Because they're one and the same. And it's part of the actual structure of the Mishkan, and the structure of the Shulchan is the avoda we do with it. As opposed to the menorah, which is separated, and we have asiyas ha-menorah, building the menorah, and we have lighting the menorah. And the two separate parashios, literally two separate parashios, therefore, says the Maharal, and the Tamid is mentioned by the Hadlaka, so you have to be, if the Tamid be Madlik. Okay, but if I can't be Madlik because the menorah is Tameh, so then I don't have the tzivu to be Madlik. So the Hadlaka and the menorah are not one and the same by the lighting. The lighting and the menorah are two separate entities, the milsvot ne'atzmo. And therefore, the tzivui is only one that when it's available to do and it can be done, that's when it should be done. Let's just wrap it up with let's look at the footnote here. This is a very nice footnote. He says, there's no din the menorah has to be tamid. 102, look on your sheet. There's no din the menorah has to be tamid. El whenever kashur yesh menorah, yesh lehadlik bo tamid ner ma'aravi. Lachin kashur ein menorah, ein is a bitul ha-tamid. Ki ha-tamid shon ner ma'aravi, henheg ra kashur yesh menorah ha-ru'i al-hadlaka. It's only noheg when you have a menorah to ru'i al-hadlaka. But if you have a menorah to tamaya, it's not that there's no you're mevatel din tamid. There is no din tamid in that situation because there's no menorah. It's clear? And then look at 103 for one more second. He mentions this distinction here that the Asiyas HaShulchan is mentioned and the Lechem HaPanim Tamid is mentioned last week's parasha by the Asiya, and here it's separated. The third line there he writes, Umuchach Mikach. Shedlin hadlakas neiros haminora eino shayach la'asiyas haminora. We don't say that the menorah was made in order that you light the menorah maravi, but by lechem apanim, asher huzkar. Kvar b'parshas asiyas hashulchan arehu mishtayich la'asiyas hashulchan shashulchan nasa b'chdei sheyutan alav lechem hapanim. This is the point. The Shulchan was done in order that we put the Lechem Panim on it. And this is exactly what he says. Also, he quotes the Grach and the stencils, the Menachos. The Grach says, even though that later on, by Shlomo's time, they built 10 other Shulchans, they only put the Lechem Panim on the Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Because that Shulchan, its purpose, the whole existence of that Shulchan is to have the Lechem Panim on it, Tamid. And that's why it was the only Shulchan that could be used for the lechem upon him. Look at the last line. Hari lehedja beer she din lechem upon him who din b'shulchan umitzdarev v'din shel v'asuli mikdash. It's part of the actual. It's also one of the ideas of the a lot of the force. They talk about what is connected to the structure of the mikdash and what is like an extra accessory to the mikdash. Okay, because the person have a house. Okay, so there are a lot of things that are like part of the house, almost like them as like that, we don't mean the outside, the actual structure, the walls, okay? But they're really, literally something, necessities and things that are essential to the house itself. And then there are things like it's nice to have, you know, it's mosif, definitely good to have, definitely helps, but it's not something that it's in the structure of what is called a house. A shulchan is a necessity in order to have a house. It's part of the Asiyas HaMishkan. That's why it's in last week's parsha. The Kalim that I mentioned last parsha are part of the Etzim house itself. The things that are beyond that, the Hadlaka, and therefore also the menorah, which can at some times be Tameh, and we can be without a menorah. Yeah, sometimes you can be without the menorah. Light is important, but it's not a ma'akev to the existence. Okay. So that's point number one I wanted to mention, and I think is really just a great diuk in the pasuk of Tamid and the placement of the tzivui of the lighting of the menorah in this week's parsha versus the asiyah of the menorah in last week's parsha, Lumat Shulchan, which both of them are mentioned in last week's parsha and are connected one and the same. This is also a discussion. You should know that in Sefer Mitzvahs, there's also a discussion, we won't get into this right now, but in Sefer Mitzvahs, there's also a discussion about whether or not we list the Rambam and the Ramban, have the Machlokas, whether or not we list the Kalim, each Kli as a mitzvah, and then the Avoda you do with the Kli as a separate mitzvah, meaning Asiyas HaShulchan and Asiyas Lechem HaPanim. To make the menorah and to light the menorah. To build the Aron and to put the Torah inside the Aron, for example. Okay, we have to build the Mizbeach and then do the Avoda on the Mizbeach. So there's a question, but how do we list the safe in the mitzvahs? How do we list them? And one of the opinions there specifically mentioned, I believe it's the Rambam. Rambam says that the kelim are not separate mitzvahs because they're all part of the Mishkan itself. The kelim, they're one and the same. The structure of the building needs to have a particular kelim. Okay, and this very much connects to our discussion here also about Ad Kama. Is the Shulchan or the menorah really a fixture, okay, a solid component of the actual binyan of the Mikdash, as opposed to just being a kli that you can do an avoda with it in the base of Mikdash? Okay, all that is connected to this discussion. Okay, let's go on a little bit further. The pasuk says, okay, on the tzitz, it's mentioned just get the exact pasuk. Okay, the pasuk says, this is Perek Kaf Ches, pasuk Lamed Vav, Yasis tzitz zahav tahor upitachta ala pituchei chosam Kodesh LaHashem, right? That on it should be written Kodesh LaHashem on the golden piece, on a piece of gold that is the tzitz. You have to have it ingrained inside of the chiseled into the actual gold itself. The words Pituchei Chosam Kodesh LaHashem. The words Kodesh have to be inside there. Actually, Aaron should wear it when he goes inside. The Gura mentions here a diuk, very nice diuk, which he says that there's a Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus at the beginning, Daf Gimel, says that although all the maftechos of the to the world and to different creations that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over to man, there are three maftechos that Kadosh Baruch Hu held on to. One is the mafteach of people being born, chaya, kids being born. One is Geshamim, as it says, Hashem will open up his Otsar, his treasure house, and will bring down the Geshem. And one is Tchias HaMesim. And that only Kodesh Baruch Hu can do. The last four lines of the Grub mentions, V'yadua, Delays Milsa, Delo Ramiza Be'oraisa. We know it's a concept that if you look somewhere deep in the Torah, you can find every idea in Chazal, okay, can be found in the Torah itself. How are we going to find this Gemara in the Torah? This idea, that these three matechos are left in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, says the Gemara, here it is. The kan ramzal lanu atoratenu hakdosha, hainyan hazeh, pituchei chosam, roshei tevos, ches, taf, mem, chaya, tchia, matar. These three, okay, life, and tchias hamesim, and geshem, matar, parnasa, these three keys, Kodesh LaHashem. These remained specifically in Hashem's hands. He did not hand these over. Ritzon Lomar Shapituchei Matechot Chosam Kodesh LaHashem Lo Noge Behemzar. These three realms, okay, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu held on to, these Pituchei Lashon Mafteach, okay, these three Maftechot of these special characteristics, these special entities of life. There's really two that connect life. One is bringing in life, one is bringing back life. Okay? And the concept of parnasa, which also connects to life, which is keeping people alive. There's like before you're born, while you're born, and then after you die. Basically, all three stages. Okay, all those are Kodesh Baruch Hu down to those Natechos. Those are being Kodesh to Hashem. On this topic, I just wanted to bring up a nice idea. On this topic of the fact that everything is written in the Torah, we mentioned in Leis Milsud Lorizah Baraisa Hafochla Hafochba the Kulaba. Everything is in the Torah. So the beautiful Chavetz Chaim. Connect to last week's parasha, but I feel we could stick it in here because it's connected, and I didn't give last week also. So anyway, so the Chavetz Chaim says, why is it by the menorah? It says that everything has to be made from the menorah, and you have the gvi'im and the kaftorim and the prachim, and all of it has to be made from the same miksha of zahav, one piece of gold. And then from that you have to make everything. You can't like add on like a little petal of the for the flower of the gold. You can't add it on afterwards and weld it in. That's not good. It has to be there originally. Everything has to be part of the Torah originally. What is the remez in the fact that all of the parts of the menorah have to be part of it from the beginning till the end? They can't be added on. So says the Chavetz Chaim the following: Umasha hitzricha kasuv. V'hagvim, v'hakafturim, v'haprachim, shu gam ke miksha achas nima menorah. Why is that necessary? L'rmoz lanu, to teach us the following. Sheko ha'inyanim she'itiku lanu chachmenu zau, whatever was taught to us by the chachamim, bein b'shor she'ha'halachos, u'bein b'partehen, whether it's the ikur halacha, or a small detail of a halacha, or a small concept, a small inyan, the komashin iskar b'tor shabal peh. Afil hatzitzim v'aprachim. Hatzitzim are like the little buds of a flower. And the prachim are the little petals of a flower. Even though how minute it might be. Hakol ne'amar mipiv yizborach l'moshe mi'sinai. It was all told to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har-Sinai. V'leika midi d'lo r'mizah b'ray seguf. There's nothing that is not hinted to in the Torah itself. Meaning to say, the menorah, as we know, is a symbolic, okay, near mitzvah of the Torah, or the concept that the menorah has in it all of the different elements of knowledge and Torah, and that is yachkim, yadrim. The person wants to be smart, you should look towards the menorah. Menorah was a kli that symbolizes Torah, and therefore all of the extra parts and all of the intricacies of the menorah have to be part of it from the beginning. The same way that Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything is in the Torah, and everything that, as you quote in a second, Tamid Vasik is going to be Chadish later on, was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Therefore, nothing can be tacked on to the Torah that was like Ilu in addition. Everything that's in the Torah is something that has to have a foundation of inside the Torah itself. And then, no matter how small the branch might be, or the petal might be, or the bud might be, but it has to be that it's connected to the Torah from the beginning. V'kach, afil haprachim, miksha achas im ha-menorah gufa. V'mesayim ha-kosuv, kamarei asher ha-reo Hashem es Moshe, dahinu, kifi ma she-yadua me-chazal, she-hara ha-kodesh baruch le-moshe be-torah, kol ma she-tamid vasik, atid l'chadesh ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Shemenu, whatever any future Talmud was in Mechadish, Kain Asa Es HaMenorah Gufa, She Had Devar Echad Im HaPrachim. Meaning, the same way, the Pasuk says, Kamarei Asher Ra'a Hashem Es Moshe, the same way Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning, the same way Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the entire Torah, Ko HaTorah Kula, from the beginning of time, till the end, that same way, Moshe Asa Et HaMenorah. Moshe therefore created the menorah in that fashion, that fashions itself after that concept of everything happening, all the Torah being gavli from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why all of the parts, every single aspect of the menorah has to be connected to the Yisod, has to be part of the original piece of Zahav, Ke'ilu. That piece of Zahav, okay, that we're chiseling out, that's Ke'ilu, Domeh, to the Torah. And therefore, all the offshoots and all the buds and all the flowers and all the peros, everything that's going to come off of that tree, okay, or that connected to that menorah, has to be there from the beginning. Because everything was given at the beginning in one shot to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the things that are added on and tacked on and created okay, and invented later on are things that are not part and parcel to the Torah, are things that are not the concept of miksha achas, that the Torah should be one entity, one form, and one yesod, is something that dates back to the beginning when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and was megalah to him, bein b'Torah shebichtav and bein b'Torah shebaal peh. That all is one entity working together, bad bevad. Okay. Let's go on to the top. It's a little out of order, but let's go to the top of the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar talks talking about the Ephod. We see two Kli Yakars back to back. The beginning of the parsha talks about the Ephod, and that talks about the Choshen. So, when it talks about the Ephod, there's a pasuk that says, V'cheshev. Sorry. V'asu etzah Ephod, Zahav t'chias v'agman, Torah shenei v'sheish, Mashzar, Ma'aseh Choshev. Okay? It's Ma'aseh Choshev. And it's also a little bit similar lashon repeated in the next pasuk, says, V'cheshev afudato. Asher lav kema'asehu imenu yihye. What is this idea that there's a cheshev, ayefod, ma'aseh choshev? What is so important about that for the connection to the ayefod? Says the Kli Yakar, a beautiful word. The Gemara says in Erechin that every beged that we have in the Midrash is mechapir on a type of aveira that was done. And therefore, the kohen who wears the begadim, the wearing of the begadim is in itself a kapara for different averos. The ephod, says the Gemara, is mechaper on the avera of avodah zarah. Shamachshava ba kemais adami. By avodah zarah, it's unique that the machshava by avodah zarah is like the same. It's like the action itself. Meaning, normally most averas, what you're accountable for is the maisa avera itself, the action. By Avodah Zarah, the machshava of Avodah Zarah is nechshav, the avera, like by doing an action by other averas. It's a machshavadik avera. As it says in the pasuk, Leman tfosis es beis Yisrael belibam. Hashem was tofes. He grabbed on to Am Yisrael. He caught them, okay, on what's in their heart, because they were doing Avodah Zarah. The ta'amosh davar. The reason being, she'ikur ha'avon ha'hu talui be'emunah, da'ainu b'machshava. Really, the real root of the problem of Avodah Zarah is not the bowing down and not the bringing of a korban to an Avodah Zarah. That's not really the problem. The problem really is not in the action, but it's in what it stands for. It's the belief behind the action that's the problem, which is the belief in Avodah Zarah. V'kol ha'avodot she'osim la'avodah zarah ha'kol tofel el ha'machshava. Ki ikur hachet hahu talui b'lev ha'ma'amin. The real problem is in the heart of the person who believes in the Avodah Zarah. It manifests itself in the actions that he does by serving it and being over the Avodah Zarah. But that's not really the problem. Ad kedei kach, I even say, there's a discussion in the Gemara, a person does an action to Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. He's doing it out of fear, let's say. Okay, they're going to kill him unless he's Makriv or he's something Avodah Zarah. Okay, is that a Yira? So it's not really Avodah Zarah. Okay, it's more in Sanhedrin talks about this. So that's not really Avodah Zarah. Because by Avodah Zarah, it's not really, it's Tafel. The actual actions that you serve the Avodah Zarah are much more secondary than the actual belief. The belief and the concept and the machshava of trusting and believing and putting your faith into the Avodah Zarah is really the ikur problem of Avodah Zarah. And that's what he says here, the beautiful deacon of the pasuk says, V'zeu she'amar, v'cheshev afudaso, asher alav, kema'asehu. Now look at the words now. Ki af api she'cheshev, inyano chevesh. The word cheshev, really what we're trying to, what it's trying to give over to the understanding of the word cheshev, really means to be chevesh, which means to haynu chagor, shechofshim bo, mikomakom yizkir lashon cheshev. Meaning, all it wants to tell you about the eifa was an apron, is that you wear it, you tie it around your waist like a belt. That's what the word cheshev really is coming to give you, to tell you the same idea as chevesh. The Beis Din shouldn't switch it. So if that's the case, why didn't it just say chevesh instead of cheshev? Why did it say it incorrectly so we can switch the letters? We had nothing better to do with our time than switch the letters around. No, there's a symbol. There's a message in specifically saying it in the Lashon Cheshev. Of course, it means also the Pashup Shad of Chevish, that you tie it around your waist and it's a belt. Of course, but it's also an idea. We're trying to emphasize that the Machshava is super important here. That's why it's called the Cheshev of Ephod. Hamor al Machshava lidrosh bo shah Machshava bo kemaaseyu. The Machshava here is like you acted. Ratzonar kemaase dami. It's like a maase. Kimitam ze naasa cheshev kemaaseyu lechapra al Machshava shi kemaase dami. Okay, and there he says, now he says a beautiful word, which is great, which is that he says, if you look in Kol Torah Kula, when a person brings an ola and a chatas for an aveira, so you always bring. You always bring the chatas before the ola. Specifically in Parsha Shlach, when it talks about Avodah Zarah, you actually bring the ola and then you bring the chatas. Why would that be true? Why do we change the order specifically by Avodah Zarah as opposed to all our averas? So it says like this. Third line, Lefi, Shebechol Avon, by all averas, Kadam Hahira Lemaise. The thought comes first and then the action. Umikom Makom. But the action is really the more severe part. Therefore, he has to get rid of the worst part first. Meaning, by all aveiras, you don't get to a maisa aveira unless you have a thought about doing the aveira. But even though chronologically speaking, the machshava comes first, the maisa is second, the maisa is much worse. And that's what you're being accountable for, and not the machshava that you had that brought you to the aveira. Therefore, the chatas is brought to cleanse the aveira. The maisa aveira you did wrong. That's first. You got to take care of the big part first. That's the action you did. The action you did wrong, that's the ikar part you did wrong. After that, you bring an olos to the mechaper on the hirur aveira also. Okay. But by Avodah Zarah, it's exactly the opposite. By Avodah Zarah, chet ha-machshava garo min ha-maise. Alkeinu makdim ha-ola l'chatas. Beautiful. Therefore, the ola comes first before the chatas. The ola, which is the machshava, the hiruri aveira, is the ikar aveira by Avodah Zarah. And that's also what our parsha it says here also. V'chein kani k'dima kapara ha-machshava l'maise. Kitchila mar ma'ase choshev. L'chaper achet ha-machshava, v'achar kach amar, shtei ketefot chovrot yelo. L'chaper achet ha-ma'ase. Kamo sh'namar b'yishai l'avod, al-ovdi avazor, yisrael al-katef. V'gomer. Meaning, first we say ma'ase choshev, because the ikar of the avazor is the thought behind the avazor, and then it says shtei ketefot chovrot yelo. What's it coming to m'chaper on? On the shoulder straps. What does the shoulders have to do with things? So he brings a pasuk which connects that the Isser of Avodah Zarah is what you carry on your shoulders. The Avodah Zarah, they were carrying with them, the pestles that they were throwing over their backs and over their shoulders, that's what they were carrying. That's a reference to Avodah Zarah. And that's why, that's the action, but that's secondary to the Machshava. Ulefisha ego garum shvirus haluchos shenasa mosha ashtei ketefav v'ayu chamisha dibros mu chamisha v'ayu chobros. Another concept he says is that it says shtei ketefot chovrot, right? The two shoulder straps came down the front. Okay, what's the lashon shtei ketefot chovrot? Okay, what does that do? What does it do with? He says the same thing is true. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down, he was holding the luchos. Okay, why did he smash the luchos? Because they were doing negel azar. They were doing avodah zarah. To be mechaper for the Avodah Zarah that they did at the time of the receiving of the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and smashed the luchos, which were shtei luchos, chovros, echad el shini, each one with five luchos, okay? There's a symbolism here also that these shtei ketefot chovrot are keneged, the isser of Avodah Zarah that was done bizman of the shviras haluchos, the nesinas haTorah that came down to Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's second to the machshava of ma'aseh choshev. First and foremost, we have to take care of avodah zarah, which is in the mind, which is in the commitment, the belief, the understanding, the shibud to the avodah zarah. That's the real problem. the acting to the Avodah Zarah is already a secondary Avera, secondary level, which is different than by all the other Averas. Adkan for the Ephod. Let's move over to the Choshen, okay, because they're actually mashing each other. What about the Choshen? Says the Kli Yakar, another beautiful word. Lo hizkir b'kol ha-begadim ma'aseh choshev. It doesn't mention the words ma'aseh choshev except by the Ephod and the Choshen. Why? The fish is Moresha Kaparaz Uhi Aleza Avon Pratisha Machshav Bo Kamaisadami. As I mentioned, that this is coming to show Maasech Hoshev is teaching us that the Ikra by these Begadim, the Armachabar for Avera, that the Ikra by them is the Machshava. So he said the Efer is for Avodah Zarah. That we took care of. Now what about the Choshen? Also for the Machshava. Vize Eno Matsui Ki'im by Avodah Zarah. That's one. That's the Ephod. V'achoshen b'alechaper al kilkul hadinim. For the misjudgments that are done by Beis Din, that's what the Choshen is mechaper for. Ki hadinim hein dvarim masurim el lev hadayan. Ki ein ledayan ki im ma she'enav ro'ot. U'biyado lomar ha'yamin shu smol, v'asmol shu yamin. U'kifi ha'inyan, u'kifi ha'ish, u'kifi ha'zman, u'kifi ha'makom. The judge can say whatever he wants. Who's going to know the difference? Nobody knows the difference. Where does the truth lie in the judge? In his thoughts. Is he doing it truthfully? Is he doing it honestly? Is he doing it for the right reasons? Is he tilting at the scales because he has a connection to the person? All of that is in the lev. No one's going to know that. He just smacks down the gavel. That's it. Paskins. Shkoyach. He's not being punished because of the psak. The psak really is noveya, and the movil of the psak is really behind the machshavas that he has in his mind and in his thoughts and in his heart. That's where the real avera is happening. When there's a kilkul nadin, okay. So obviously the problem is that when he says the words, "You are pater," or "You are chayev," and it's not truthful, okay. But why did that? How does that happen? It happens because he's twisting things in his mind and in his heart. Whatever ulterior motives he has, that's what's driving him to make a kilkul psak. This is what he says. I think the right din is. No one can say no. It's not. What are you going to say? Except doti Hashem levado, habochen libos bnei adam. Only Hashem Baruch Hu really knows, who searches out the crevices and the different chambers of the heart. Hashem knows what you're thinking. Al Kain, and that's why the Choshen was put on the lev of Aaron. Because the dinim are connected to the heart. The Choshen sits on the heart. Because it has to be that it's mechaber for an aver, it's in the heart, which is the kilkul of the dinim, the judgments in Beis Din. Now, look at this beautiful diyuk now, he says. And that's why it says by the Choshen, Maaseh Choshev Kemaaseh Ephod. What is so important about that line that it has to mention that if they make the Choshen, it should be done similarly to how you made the Ephod. Why is that so important? There's obviously a connection, and there's a strong connection here between the Ephod and the Choshen in terms of the meaning behind them. And this is what he says. It's to teach you that the same way we said by the Choshen is mechaper on the dinim, and we said the Ephod is mechaper on Avodah Zarah, they are tantamount. The Avera of Kilkul Hadinim is like Avodah Zarah. Not only the fact that both of them are Ikra b'machshava, but also they have members of Chazal. A person who appoints a dying who is not appropriate is like he went ahead and he planted an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree, and served it. That's one Maimer of Chazal. Also it says, Lota suniti Elohei Chesef al dayin she'en hagun. Right? You shouldn't make for me an image of another god. The Gemara Darsh is talking about, don't appoint a judge who is not appropriate. What's the connection to having another god, Avodah Zarah, to having a judge who's not appropriate? There is a strong connection between Dayanim not doing appropriately, and not donning appropriately, to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Now, two last points. for this vort, which is really the icing on the cake. Why? There are a few other dimensions that are mentioned here by the Choshen. Number one, that it's square. And then one that was folded over. It was doubled over. Okay? Why square and why doubled over? Says the Kli Yakar, the Kol Dayan, Tzarich Yot Shalem Arba Dvarim. Four different elements, he has to be perfect in those four things. As it says in Parshas Mishpatim, V'ata Techezeh, go out and find people who are Yirei Hashem, Sonei Betza, V'chulei. He has to make sure he has all four criteria to be an appropriate Dayan. So it's square, four sides. And it was folded over. Why? Because in every Avera of Kilkul Hadinim, there is two Averas going on. One is that he's Mazik, the person who is Mechayev. The guy who's Potter, and he says, you're Chayev. Okay? So I'm actually hurting him, making him pay $100 to the other guy. So I was mastered him. But I'm also on another Avera. I'm also doing an Avera to the other guy. By the fact that he's now going to have stolen money in his pocket, and walking out with stolen, put all the people's money in his pocket, is also an Avera. So I'm doing a double Avera. Okay? It's similar to, at some level, we talk about Eilu Metziah. So you return a Metziah to somebody, but you're not sure it's theirs, right? So it's not just that you're taking away from the person who might really belong to, but now you give it to somebody else, who he's now going to be using a chepitz, and that's not really his. It's doubly bad on both sides. Okay, and that's also the similarity to the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also considered a Avera that's doubly bad. It's number one, that you're not following Kadosh Baruch Hu, and number two, that you're choosing a different God over Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's a double whammy, double Avera. That's why the two of them are both mentioned, that they are concepts of Kefel, of doubled over, and therefore the Choshen and the Ephod are similarly constructed, and the way that they're made and they're woven, Ma'aseh Choshev, is in order to be Madish, number one, that these Averas are Iker B'Machshava and not B'Maiseh. And number two, I would say, there's also, this might answer the question, how come it is a Tzivui, there's a pasuk that says, Lo Yizach HaChoshen Mi'al HaEfod. Why? That they can't be separated, they have to be connected at all times. I would say, because of the Yisodi, Mahuti, the Shorash HaInyan of the two, of Kilkul Hadinim and Avodah Zarah, are rooted in the problem of doing Avodah, of doing Averas B'Machshava, and that the Maiseh behind them is the lesser of the two evils. Okay? Therefore, specifically, these two are connected and are tied to each other and can never be split apart, because these two specifically have a very Mahuti connection to each other, and the fact that these are special, the fact that they are Averas that are predominantly done by Machshava, and the Avera that the Maisavera that follows them is really the Tafel to it, and therefore the Kapara of them is really born with Machshava, as we saw by Avodah Zarah as well. Okay, we'll have to hold here.